I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. I was having a look at that Penrith Panthers premiership the other day, having a look at the squad, and obviously we've heard all the narratives, you've heard all the stories about all these guys. They came through together, playing alongside each other, Harold Matz, SG Ball, you name it. They were successful all the way through, under 20s, they came into first grade all together, especially the halves and whatnot. It's an unreal narrative, and I was just having a look through the guys who have won the Penrith Panthers Rookie of the Year over the last 5-6 years. I'm going to take you back to 2016. The guys that won it that year, they couldn't give it to one dude. They had to give it to two. Nathan Cleary and James Fisher-Harris. They were the 2016 Rookie of the Year at the Penrith Panthers. It should be noted that Moses Leota, he got their New South Wales Cup Player of the Year, and that was his first year in first grade. So the only reason he didn't get the Rookie of the Year award is because they had Cleary and Fisher-Harris, and they had to share it between these two guys. So, like, there's potentially three of you guys that were key to this premiership. Your two starting front rowers, your halfback, your captain, and your Clive Churchill medalist that made their debut for the Penrith Panthers back in 2016 and were the rookies of the year. 2017, the year after, Dylan Edwards, he's the rookie of the year that season. It's also Viliami Kikau's first season at the club. He wasn't able to win it because Dylan Edwards played so well and impressed so early in his career. So there's another two guys. That's five guys so far that have made their debut with the Penrith Panthers in the last 5 years and have been right up there, if not winning the awards, being the next guy in line to win that award that have gone on to win a premiership in 2021. Now, let's fast forward to 2018. I believe it's Jack Hetherington that wins it that year. The next guy that would have got it would have been Jerome Luai. That's his debut season. Jack Hetherington got it over him, which is a fair shout. Hetherington was an unreal junior when he was coming through. But another one that Jerome Luai misses out on getting this award because of Jack Hetherington. So Jerome Luai, another one. Let's go to 2019, and a heap of guys make their debut in 2019 for the Penrith Panthers. Rookie of the Year award is a pretty hot market in 2019. Brian To'o ends up getting it. Other guys that could have won it, Matty Burton, Liam Martin, all these guys that have come through the Panther system that have made their debut at the Penrith Panthers. Brian To'o, he's the guy that runs for the most metres in the grand final. If not the most, he was only second to Dylan Edwards, who won it in 2017, the Rookie of the Year. So 2019 Rookie of the Year, Brian To'o. Go forward to the next year, 2020, Stephen Crichton wins the award. Obviously the guy that took the intercept in the grand final to win the premiership for them. So you're looking at 10 of the starting 13 players in this Penrith Panthers team made their debut for the Penrith Panthers in the last 5 or 6 years. It is incredible. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them won Rookie of the Year awards in the last 6 years. It is unbelievable to think the way that this club has grown, what they've got. They've taken them from stage to stage, level to level. They've progressed and they've come into first grade. This team was bang average 2 years ago. Don't forget that. This team was bang average. They sent out a little, in hindsight, they sent out a little warning signal to us at the end of 2019 when in the last game, Nathan Cleary scored 3 tries, kicked about 10 goals against the Newcastle Knights. Obviously, just absolutely brained them in that game. Since then, this team has lost a grand total of like 5 or 6 games. Nathan Cleary, the halfback, I think he's lost 3 in the last 2 years. Yes, they lost a grand final. They came back. They went through this unbelievable final series that everyone, including myself, gave them next to no hope of being able to win. And then they beat Melbourne in the prelim final, the team that, you know, many people, including myself, thought they couldn't defeat. Then they went and took on Wayne Bennett's South Sydney Rabbitohs in the grand final and won that, all with a core group of guys who they were also banged up and injured the entire way through. But these guys have come through together. It's incredible. As I said at the start, we all know about the Harold Matthews. We all know about the SG Ball stories. We're all aware of that stuff. But it should be noted how many of these guys came into first grade and were the Rookie of the Years over the last 5 or 6 years. You go through other clubs and have a look at Rookie of the Years and see how many of them have actually kicked on to be successful. Now, there was other guys that won Rookie of the Year during this time as well. You're talking guys like Matt Moylan, Dallin Watene's Lesniak, Jack Hetherington, these sort of guys. Joshy Mansell, they've moved on to other clubs and been really successful elsewhere. So even the guys the Panthers did bring through are still successful. They're just not at their club. They've gone elsewhere and they've been successful. But to have Cleary, Fisher-Harris, Dylan Edwards, Brian Toto and Stephen Crichton, five guys of your starting 13, win Rookie of the Year at your club in their debut season over the last 5 years and then to lift a premiership, it is unreal. Denham Kemp said to me a few weeks ago, is it the cheapest way to win a premiership bringing through junior talent? And yes, without a doubt it is. But as I said to him that day, and I still believe it now, it also is the hardest way to do it. It is extremely difficult to do. And what the Penrith Panthers have done here, it has been incredible to have this many guys win Rookie of the Years, come through this system, get beaten in a grand final, really struggle for a couple of years there, have James Maloney leave. The guy that we all said, he's the proven winner. If you want to win a comp, you need a James Maloney. He leaves. And somehow, this team, they got even better. An incredible effort by Ivan Cleary. He's not getting the credit he deserves for me.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.